USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice will deploy election monitors to dozens of states for Tuesday's midterm elections. Personnel from the DOJ's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's offices will monitor polls in 64 jurisdictions in 24 states to ensure compliance with federal voting rights laws. New data is shedding some light on COVID deaths and kids going to school.
New federal data found that school closures did not seem to keep any children from dying with COVID. Although the number was extremely low to begin with, the District of Columbia had the highest number of children who died with coronavirus per capita, while its schools were completely closed for the most part of the 2020-21 school years. Wyoming, which has a nearly identical population to D.C., and whose schools remained open more than any other state, had the least deaths per capita for that age group at zero. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A huge lottery jackpot could make someone the next billionaire.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is at a level never seen before, $1.9 billion. This after no one won the top prize in Saturday's drawing. There were numerous smaller prize-winning tickets sold in multiple states. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
There are huge crowds in downtown Houston for Monday's parade cheering on the World Series champion Astros. They won the title over the weekend against the Philadelphia Phillies, and one of their star players, Alex Bregman, says it feels amazing to see fans lining the streets.
2022 is a heck of a year, and we got a young team, so the window's going to be open.
Bregman, one of five players left from the 2017 championship team. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The United States is rejecting an offer for President Biden to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the upcoming G20 summit. The report in the Financial Times says Indonesian officials offered to set up the meeting. G20 leaders are set to meet in Bali, but Indonesia's president says he suspects Putin won't be there. A looming Delta Airlines pilot strike won't impact holiday travel. CEO Ed Bastian telling NBC's Today Show there's no possibility of the carrier's pilots striking during Thanksgiving or Christmas.
But we're ready to go, and we're expecting over 5 million people for the Thanksgiving week, and we are absolutely prepared at Delta.
Delta pilots voted last month to authorize a strike in the face of ongoing negotiations. Pilots cannot go on strike unless the National Mediation Board declares an impasse in negotiations. A new study shows Paxlovid, an antiviral drug, reduces the risk of long COVID. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs analyzed the records of more than 56,000 veterans who had contracted COVID. They found that those who had been treated with Paxlovid had a 26% lower risk of developing such long COVID conditions as heart disease, fatigue, liver and kidney disease, and muscle pain. Week 9 of the NFL season wraps up with the New Orleans Saints playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.